Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bebop Banter, the internet's premier anime podcast for the first episode of 2024. Let's go. It has been a hot minute, and we will be discussing where we've been, what we've been doing, all that stuff in a later episode, because we're starting 2024 out with a very kind of like current event-y type of episode that we like to do every year. But for all the new listeners in this new year, who are we? Well, my name is Wes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Demetrius.
A wonderful winter to you.
And Saeed.
Howdy.
Hey, happy new year, boys. It's been a minute. It has been a
indeed
minute. It's been a while since we've heard Saeed say indeed as well. You know, sponsor us, indeed. But anyways. This
find
is
a job.
True. I mean, we all got good jobs here. But this is, like I mentioned, a real current event kind of recording right as it's happening episode. Next week's episode, we'll be talking about, you know, plans for the year, that sort of deal, what we've been doing on our little mini winter break. But the current event of this episode, as of recording, January 17th, 2024, Crunchyroll has just released their list for the 2024 Anime Awards, boys. And if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you know that prior to the actual Anime Awards, which is feels like a little later this year, it's going to be March 2nd, we love to do reactions and try to guess what is going to win. There are a lot of categories to run through, and we're going to try to run through them as quick as possible. But we are also going to skip quite a few, like the voice actors, the directors, that sort of deal, and really just hit on all of the main ones. Demetrius and Saeed, have you seen the lists for our listeners here?
No.
Not at all.
Nope. I have seen Anime of the Year, and that's it. So we are going to be going through this together, trying to guess maybe what will win, react to maybe if something is there that we think shouldn't be there, or if something isn't there that we should be there, and at the end of the day, hopefully paint a picture of 2024 Crunchyroll Anime Awards so that we can come back and see how many we got right. But are you guys ready to go? We're just going to jump right into this.
This is nominees, right?
Yep, this is the nominees. So they just announced the nominees as of this recording, and voting did just open up. So if you feel particularly strongly about certain characters, certain series, certain musical numbers, go ahead, jump on Crunchyroll. You can just Google Crunchyroll Anime Awards. You'll be able to vote, and then on March 2nd, you'll be able to tune into a live stream where you can watch the winners. Someone have a notepad out here just to keep track of our picks here? Because we are going to hop right into it. Like I said, there are a few that we're going to skip. We'll skip Best Voice Artist Performance. We'll skip Best for Japanese and for English. And we're going to move straight into Best Ending Sequence. So, the Best Ending Sequence nominees are Akari, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Color, Spy Family Season 1 Core 2, Happiness of the Dead from Zom 100. Interestingly, because this series had a bunch of different ones, we have Hawatari Nyoku Senti, or the 200 million centimeter long blade from Chainsaw Man. We have Koi Kogare from Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc. And we have Mephisto from Oshi no Ko. I'm not going to lie, guys, I could not tell you which Chainsaw Man ending this was.
Yeah, there was technically, 12 different ones?
Yeah, there are 12. So it comes down to Jujutsu Kaisen, Spy Family, Zom 100, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, and Oshi no Ko.
But which Jujutsu Kaisen? Because there's technically two endings.
It is Season 2, Akari, by Hidden Inventory and Premature Death.
Okay.
Yeah. Or from so Season
not,
2, Hidden Inventory
It's not
inventory
more than words.
Death. Yeah, it's not more than words. It's not that one. I'm going to go with Oshi no Ko just because people hyped up that OP, which I feel like we might see later on the list. And I know a lot of people are into the music from that series. Any strong thoughts here?
I'd go with Spy Family just on the basis of I remember previous years that their openings and endings had pretty dope animations. And I'm
Color was a really good one.
Into the music. I'm Color was the a animation really good one. Into the music. I'm not going just based off music this time.
Yeah, so this is best ending sequence, right? It said similar to an opening, an unforgettable ending sequence pairs design and music to delight and surprise.
I'd probably go for Spy Family.
Okay. Demetrius, you have a thought?
I'm just going to keep it interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of recency bias for Jujutsu Kaisen, so I'm just going to say Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. That brings us to category number two, and that is, and of course we're saving the big ones for the end, and that is best opening sequence. I think I might read the first little blocks of each of the categories for them. So this says, through striking visuals and irresistible music, a great opening sequence sets the tone for what's to come. And our nominees are Idol from Oshinoko, Innocent Arrogance from Heavenly Delusion, Kickback from Chainsaw Man, Song of the Dead, Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead, Where Our Blue Is, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Hidden Inventory, Premature Death, and Work from Hell's Paradise. There's some bangers here, to be honest.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
My initial vote, it's gonna be Idol from Oshinoko, because I think beyond the opening itself, in the context of what this award is, that song went crazy on TikTok, and a dance group even used it on America's Got Talent. So I feel like everyone is just gonna vote for this based off the song, even though I think the opening is really good too.
I feel like you're right.
I would love Zom 100 to win, though. Like, that opening went... It had a weird development cycle, but when they finally nailed it in the second half of the series, it was probably my favorite one, but I'm going to go with Idol.
What are the categories again? One more time?
So this is best opening sequence, and we have Idol from Oshinoko, Innocent Arrogance from Heavenly Delusion, Kickback from Chainsaw Man, Song of the Dead from Zom 100, Where Our Blue Is from Jujutsu Kaisen, and Work from Hell's Paradise. I like all of these, so this is really hard for me to pick, but I am going to go Idol.
I will agree with Idol.
I think it had that viral aspect. I think it had the viral aspect to it.
It's too popular.
Yep. This one, I think we could probably skip its best score. The reason I think we could probably skip it... Actually, no. We're not going to skip it. Best score... And I say we're not going to skip it because there's one that I think wins hands down. But it says, a vital part of an unforgettable anime is the original music composed for it. And our nominees are Oshinoko, Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Suzume, which was the movie that came out, and Attack on Titan Final Season, the final chapter.
Attack on Titan
Special
Final
One. That's why I said, oh, we could skip this, but Attack on Titan's going to win. So
yeah, definitely not Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I agree. Bocchi the Rock probably comes in a close second for me. But
it's strange. There's a lot of people that really enjoy Chainsaw Man's score.
Interesting.
My take on that is, I don't think it was a bad score, but I don't think it... Kind of like our complaint about Chainsaw Man as a whole, like the adaptation as a whole, was I don't think it captured the energy that it should have captured for the series.
It felt kind of flat or
quiet. They purposefully said they wanted to be a lot more low-key, and that's why all the colors were muted and the sound was kind of quiet and flatter. But I think Attack on Titan handily takes this one. So too easy. Too easy. Next, we have Best Anime Song. So, Best Anime Song, this category celebrates a song played during any part of an anime series. Opening, ending, or in the actual series. And our choices are Idol from Oshinoko, Kickback from Chainsaw Man, Seishun Complex from Bocchi the Rock, Suzume from Suzume, Where Our Blue Is from Jujutsu Kaisen, and work from Hell's Paradise. I'm going to go with Idol again for the exact same reasons I said before.
Yeah. Idol Sweep, probably.
Yeah.
Idol Sweep. That sounds like a move. Idol Sweep. But yeah.
I would love Seishu and Complex to win because Boji the Rock had some awesome filler songs. But I think Idol Sweeps. So we're good to move on to the next category then?
Yeah.
All right. And the next category Okay, go back. Let's see.
I will agree, but I actually really like the translation Where Our Blue Is from Jujutsu Kaisen. I personally really like that song.
Okay. I mean, it is...
It's really kind of a really chill banger, you know?
Like, these music categories have all been... Like, realistically, I love Kickback. I love Seishun Complex. Suzume was pretty good. Where Our Blue Is was really good. Work from Hell's Paradise, I think, is underrated. I listen to that all the time by Millennium Parade.
That's
so
the
all
opening,
the music
right?
ones. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that was good.
But all the music ones have been hard for me. I'm just going with Idol off of the popular vote type of deal. But I would like to see something else get it. That brings us to the next category. And this is our must protect at all costs character. These are the characters that make the world feel like a kinder, more special place. Whether they're an earnest protagonist who always gets back up or a pure-hearted cinnamon roll who holds a group together, these characters remind us that there are some things in life worth protecting. I'm pretty sure we know who's going to win this, but I will read through this anyways. We have Suletta Mercury from Mobile Suit Gundam, the Witch from Mercury. We have Pochita from Chainsaw Man. We have Miri Unasaka from Buddy Daddy. We have Hitori Goto from Boichi the Rock. That is Boichi. We have Boji from Ranking of Kings. And then, boys, are we in it for the sweep on Anya Forger again here?
Yo, it has to be Anya.
It has to be Anya, yeah.
Yeah. It's Anya. So, I would... Suletta would be cool just because I like Witch from Mercury, but I don't think she has to be protected based off the series.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, so that's... I don't know about that one. But and Pochita, I don't think Pochita belongs in this category. So maybe Bochi. But I think Anya takes it.
A whole other thing we could talk about with Pochita, but yeah. Anya sweeps.
So, dude, we're flying through this. Next category, Best Supporting Character. This category celebrates a supporting character like they were number one. They come in all shapes and sizes, but the best among them can shine as brightly as their main character counterparts when called upon. I have a feeling I know exactly who Demetrius is going to pick, and I'm going to save that person to the end because it's actually also probably my pick. But our nominees are... Hanj Zoe from Attack on Titan. Kana Arima. Hanji. Kana Arima from Oshinoko. Power from Chainsaw Man. Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen. Suguru Geto from Jujutsu Kaisen. And Arataka Reigen from Mob Psycho 100.
Oh, Reigen. What are you...
I'm picking Reigen.
I almost picked Gojo. Almost.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Gojo because I don't know the other person.
I feel like Gojo... So if I'm picking who I think is going to win, I feel like Gojo could win, right? But also I feel like Gojo maybe shouldn't be in Best Supporting Character.
He shouldn't.
Based off of the way that Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 went... I always pronounce the Attack on Titan person's name wrong. I'm sorry. They aren't in here.
Hanji,
yeah. Reigen, the way Season 3 went, it has to be Reigen. It has to be.
Bro, Season 3 of Mob Psycho was legitimately a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for it to come out on Blu-ray so I can buy it.
Reigen has one of the coolest sequences for any supporting character at the end of that season. Now, again, if I'm going to pick who I think is going to win, I think it's going to be Gojo, just because all the Jujutsu Kaisen fans out there are going to vote for either Gojo or Geto.
Gojo stands are more intense.
They're nuts.
Yeah, Gojo
Kaisen stands.
He's got an army.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Gojo's going to win, but I want Reigen to win.
He's like the Kakashi fangirls back in the day on steroids.
Oh, it is like that. It is like that.
Because he's the same archetype, basically, kind of, sort of. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Similar. Looks similar.
It's the same, like, I see where the inspiration came from.
Yeah.
It's hard to miss.
He's very, like, Kakashi-esque mixed with, like, an Urahara from Bleach.
I was just about to say, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are we ready to move on to the next one?
I want Reigen to win, but it'll probably be Gojo.
That brings us to best main character, whether hero, anti-hero, or villain. So they've combined, because remember in the past they did best protagonist, best antagonist. This year, just like I think last year they also did this, they pivoted to best main.
It sounds like they made this award for a specific someone, and I'm pretty sure he's nominated, and I'm pretty sure he's going to win.
Well, we're about to see, because our nominees for best main character are Denji, Bocchi, Monkey D. Luffy, Mob, Thorfinn, and Said. Oof. Who's the last person?
Eren Jaeger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how could you?
My boy in my heart is Monkey D. Luffy, always and forever. But Eren Jaeger's going to win.
Yeah.
It's the ending of Attack on Titan, he's going to win.
In terms of pure character development, for a character,
Thorfinn probably.
Thorfinn's pretty high up there, but a lot of people enjoyed Vinland Saga 2, and it's really cool. I think I would enjoy it more if I read it.
Uh huh.
I'd have to say Eren.
Yeah. Now here's my argument potentially against Eren Jaeger. Right? How much? Compared to a Denji, Bocchi, Luffy, Mob, or Thorfinn, how much of a main character was Eren in the end of Attack on Titan, though? Right?
But the category specified antagonist
specifically
as well.
Says, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm not trying to say, no, but I'm saying how much of a main character was he at the end compared to the other characters being main characters? You know what I mean? Like, Attack on Titan at the end, spoiler alert, kind of, shifts a lot of focus away from Eren at certain parts to what other people are doing to potentially combat him. You know what I mean? It feels like more of a ensemble show by the end, where I feel like you could almost argue like an Armin or a Mikasa almost, like, they're not the main character, of course, but you know what I'm getting at in terms of, like,
the focus of the protagonist side shifts.
Yeah.
Yes, but like, I would argue that,
hey, like, he's still the main character.
He's still a main character.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go one episode of Attack on Titan without somebody mentioning Eren Jaeger.
And that's me playing devil's advocate, because I do think Eren Jaeger is going to win. For sure.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to win because people aren't just going to look at it from this past season. They're going to look at all of these characters, as a matter of fact. I feel like when people vote for stuff like favorite main character or whatever, they don't look at the season. They look at the entirety of the character. So I think for that reason, Eren deserves it, in my opinion, probably. Eren or Thorfinn, basically. Well, Eren more. Yeah, Eren.
I really like Thorfinn. I just don't think he has the popularity to bring home the award.
Yeah. Everyone nominated is pretty well written.
Oh, true. For sure. I think it's a strong category.
For their respective series,
And that's going to bring us now to a string of the genre awards. We are going to blow through slice of life, drama, fantasy, action, comedy, and romance here really quick. So slice of life again, while these anime focus on everyday events, the best are anything but ordinary.
Handed to Spy Family.
So, this is where one of the surprises might come in to play here, Saeed. Okay. Because our nominees are Bocchi the Rock, Horimiya the Missing Pieces, Insomniacs After School, which I actually didn't know they had an anime of, and I binge read the manga and loved it. And I was like, oh, I should just watch the anime. But Insomniac's After School, My Love Story with Yamada-kun at level 999, Skip and Loafer, and Do It Yourself, baby! Let's go!
I don't know any of these.
Spy Family is not in Best Slice of Life. So we have Bocchi the Rock, Do It Yourself, Horimiya, Insomniacs After School, My
Rock
Love
not...
Story, and Skip and Loafer. Those are our best life of life.
Is Bocchi a slice of life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I have seen Bocchi, but that's legit the only one I've seen out of this category.
Yeah, which
that's
is a shame. It's a shame because I've been pushing the do-it-yourself agenda. Demetrius knows. In separate group chats, I've been pushing the agenda of do-it-yourself for forever. So to see it get at least nominated is awesome. I'm going to say Bocchi the Rock is going to win, but my personal pick would be Skip and Loafer. I think Skip and Loafer was incredible. I read the manga monthly. I just absolutely love it. But Bocchi the Rock...
I'm going with Bocchi as well, because it's the only one I heard of.
Bocchi, it is.
Yeah, but hey, don't sleep on Skip and Loafer and Do It Yourself. Horimiya is a... The Missing Pieces is a season 2, and I loved season 1, but I haven't watched season 2 yet. But don't sleep on Do It Yourself, which is a standalone complete, and Skip and Loafer. Next, Best Drama. This anime conveys something essential about the human experience. Their mastery of building and relieving tension sets fans on the edge of their seats. We have Oshinoko, My Happy Marriage, To Your Eternity Season 2, Vinland Saga Season 2, Heavenly Delusion, and Attack on Titan Final Season, the Final Chapter Special 1.
What is this category?
Best Drama.
Drama.
I feel like Attack on Titan's going to win. Right?
Yeah, I feel like Attack on Titan's going to win, yeah.
It's just
this is
big.
A vote. It's
going to
be Attack on Titan.
That.
I would love Vinland Saga Titanic. Season 2. Bro.
Vinland Saga Season 2 is like drama with the self, so...
Yeah. But...
But it's Attack on Titan.
Yeah. This is one I hope is a surprise. I hope they announce the winner and it's Vinland Saga and everyone's happy. So... Moving on.
In my personal life, I have talked to people... that I found out that like anime, and then they tried to tell me that Attack on Titan isn't peak fiction. So we had a long discussion about why it's peak fiction.
Not,
and eventually they just kind of gave up.
Whatever.
They kind of gave up. They had to give up.
But yeah, Attack on Titan. This is such a stupid name, by the way. I'm gonna just call it Attack on Titan when it pops up. But it is specifically Attack on Titan Final Season, the Final Chapters Special 1. That is up in the anime awards announcements. Moving on from best drama.
Thank you, MAPPA.
Yeah, thank you, MAPPA. Moving on from best drama, we have best fantasy. Best fantasy is all about imagination, creativity, and a bit of magic. These shows don't just take us to other worlds. They craft deep, original universes full of mythical creatures where even the smallest detail is fueled by ideas that previously were unthought of. And our nominees are Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Swordsmith Village Arc, which I feel like hasn't popped up as much so far.
Yeah.
Hell's Paradise, Mashal, Magic and Muscles, Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation Season 2, Ranking of Kings, The Treasure Chest of Courage, and The Ancient Magus' Bride Season 2.
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer's going to win this.
Yeah,
right?
Demon Slayer's going
to
win.
I would love for Hell's Paradise to take it. That would be my personal pick here. I really enjoyed watching Hell's Paradise. But Demon Slayer is going to take this. And that brings us to the next one. We're moving on through our categories. And the next category is Best Action. This category rewards a show with action at its core, featuring awe-inspiring scenes of heroes battling villains, life-threatening situations, or overcoming incredible odds. These anime get the pulse racing. And our nominees are One Piece, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith Village Arc, Chainsaw Man, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, The Separation, and Attack on Titan, Final Season, Final Chapter, Special 1.
Yeesh, this is action?
Yeah, that's a stacked
This is best
category.
Action.
So it's whoever had the best fight scenes. It's either going to be Jujutsu Kaisen or Demon Slayer, in my opinion.
I'm
Dude,
surprised
One Piece,
that, that My Hero Season 6 isn't here.
Yeah, My Hero hasn't shown up yet.
Actually, I'm a stand on business and pick One Piece.
Dude, some of the Wano arc stuff was just insane.
Yeah, I just realized what happened this past year in One Piece. And action-wise, Toei broke Crunchyroll and all that stuff. One Piece broke Crunchyroll and all that stuff when the Gear 5 stuff happened, and that was a big moment. So I feel like there's a chance that it might win this action category.
I'm going to say Attack on Titan is going to win, but I would like to see One Piece win. I just feel like Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I would like to see One Piece win, and I'm gonna pick One Piece to win. But I feel like if One Piece doesn't win, it's either gonna be Demon Slayer or Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm thinking it's Jujutsu Kaisen.
I am discounting the hype behind Jujutsu Kaisen and how those fans are, though, I suppose. But I'll stick with my Attack on Titan pick just because I feel like regardless of the category,
Lobotomy Kaisen fans are unmatched.
Lobotomy Kaisen. It's true. All right, next up, best comedy. Best comedy here. Whether it's Surprising Fresh Perspective or the witty exchanges could have come from the comedy mastermind. What? Whether it's a Surprising Fresh Perspective or the witty exchanges could have come from a comedy mastermind, the humor in these shows make you laugh out loud and have your sides hurting by the end. I don't like the way they wrote that. That's a weird way to put it. But anyways.
These are just shows that make you LOL.
Yeah, I don't know about something. I don't know that second phrase in that thing, but that's me being nitpicky. Our nominees for best comedy are Bochy the Rock, Buddy Daddies, Mashal, Magic and Muscles, Spy Family, Urusei Yatsura, Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead. Since again this is a popularity vote, I'm gonna say Spy Family, but I would love Zom 100 to win it.
Yeah, probably Spy Family, but Gintama rerun should win.
True. Where's the Gintama rerun?
You say Gintama rerun?
Yeah, Gintama reruns.
Yeah, Gintama's just honestly, so funny. So great.
It's so good.
I can't think of a funnier anime.
Oh my god, it is so hilarious.
I still
haven't seen Gintama
movie, bro. I can't do it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, since viewers who have never heard or seen Gintama somehow, highly recommend it.
Yeah, it will test. There,
I feel
it'll
like we
for
haven't
sure.
talked about Gintama in a long time, and
we could do a whole set. We could do a whole set of episodes
some of these
on
viewers,
it.
They may not have. They might be newer anime fans and not know Gintama exists. We need to bring them.
Gintama, easy top 10, easy top 10 of all time.
I'm wearing a Gintama shirt right now. Shout out.
Shout out Gintoki.
Yeah, the goat.
Shout out
the
goat.
Shout out to Lake Toya.
Yep.
Shout out to Jugem Jugem. You know?
Oh, yo. Such a great episode.
The bees. Oh, Saeed's trying it too.
Yeah.
Oh, the Neil Armstrong jet cyclone cannon.
Yeah, shout out.
Balmung Fazalian, and they'd form bees. Just the random, like, Japanese rock band references. Oh, man. Gintama. It'll test your knowledge, too. There are, like, some references where I was like, I don't know what this is. But, oh, God, so good. But I think Spy Family or Bochy the Rock, I'm going to lock in Spy Family, but I would love Zom 100 to win.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Spy Family as well.
Spy Family.
All right. That brings us to the last of our category awards, which is Best Romance. A great romance can thaw the heart of the coldest cynic. These captivating stories draw us in and remind us of the best part of being alive. And our nominees are Horimiya, The Missing Pieces, Insomniac's After School, My Happy Marriage, My Love Story with Yamada-kun at level 999, Skip and Loafer, and Tomo-chan is a Girl. This is an interesting one. I'm personally familiar with Horimiya, Insomniacs After School, Skip and Loafer, and Tomo-chan. If I had to pick my personal one, I feel like it's Skip and Loafer. That's my lock. Is Skip and Loafer is going to win. But this, I feel like, is the most low-key of the awards and is the one that I don't think actually has a clear-cut winner. So
I haven't seen any of these, so I'm just going to agree with you.
Yeah, I would say in terms of what could win, like if I had to pick, Horimiya, Skip and Loafer, or Tomo-chan are probably the top three. But I'm going to go Skip and Loafer. That's my official one. There are a few other categories after this. Best art direction, best cinematography, best director, and best character design. I feel like we can kind of skip all of those, right? Reason being is I feel like those are more production side ones. Kind of like why we skipped the voice actor ones, right? And those ones, I feel like, are a little deeper dives for just general anime fans. Like, the general anime fan isn't going to be like, oh yeah, I absolutely loved Yuichiro Hayashi's work, his cinematics on Attack on Titan Final Season. Like, I feel like the majority of people aren't going to go with that. So skipping through those, it brings us to the one that a lot of people love to argue about, which kind of almost encapsulates all of that, and that is best animation. So, best animation. Here we recognize anime that are visually stunning in the ways they bring their stories to life. No matter the styles of an animation, these shows put on a visual spectacle for viewers to enjoy, immersing audiences into previously unimaginable worlds. And our nominees are Attack on Titan, Final Season, Final Chapter, Special 1. I know I said I was just going to call Attack on Titan, but it's such a ridiculous name that I want to just, you know, keep saying it. Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Swordsmith, Village Arc, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Mob Psycho 100 Season 3, and Trigun Stampede.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah. I'm going to say Demon Slayer is going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go counterculture here, boys, and say my personal pick is Trigun Stampede. I've sent clips to you all before, and for people that aren't in the know, and this is going to be really weird coming from me, but Trigun Stampede is fully CG. And boy, oh boy, does it look incredible when you watch it.
The clips that I saw were impressive.
And it's so consistent at the level of those clips, Demetrius. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, Trigun Stampede would actually be my pick. Followed really close behind by Mob Psycho 3. But I think Attack on Titan is going to take it. Or not Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, sorry. Demon Slayer,
yeah.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I just want to put this on the record. Ufotable or UFO Table, whatever budget they're working with to put out a consistent movie-like quality is unmatched.
Yep.
It's so funny to me.
Years too. Anything they touch is some insanely animated thing.
And it's so funny to me that the head of the studio got, like, investigated for tax evasion or something, and now the memes, that's where he's getting all the money for this is.
Yeah, he's like, I'm funding it through my own.
But, like, it's just, say what you want about Demon Slayer, the animation is incredible. We've broken down things we like and don't like about the series, but in a bubble for best animation, I feel like Demon Slayer has it, right?
And we have not heard complaints, like, about workplace treatment.
Exactly. That's a big thing. Like the
That's
whole,
very true.
And I'm, we're not.
We might
saying
need
that
a,
it
we
is.
Might need to do a map episode just to talk.
We might
on,
have to honestly. We talk. We
I
talk
have some
a lot
things
of,
to say.
We talk a lot of mess about MAPPA.
Yeah, and for people that might not know, it'd be good for us to break it down. So if you're interested in why we talk a lot of trash on MAPPA, just Google MAPPA working conditions. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it here.
And then watch the first episode of ZOM 100.
Yeah. Oh no, ZOM 100. Yeah. I see what you're saying now. That was a good. That's good. I like that. But so that's best animation. We're in the final categories. We have best original anime, best film, best new series, best continuing series, and anime of the year. Now, best original anime.
That's a whole lot of. What kind of categorization is that?
So that's it. But best original anime is actually one that's really close to my personal tastes.
Oh, is that like with no manga adaptation type thing?
Yep.
No source material.
It says, an original anime is not adapted from source material like manga or light novels. It's a brand new creation. So, even if you haven't seen any of these, everybody, if you were to watch it, know that unlike majority of what comes out, these are wholly original works, not based. Now, spin-offs might come out later, right? One of these in particular, spoiler alert, Mobile Suit Gundam The Witch from Mercury got, like, novels and some manga spin-offs and stuff. But before Witch from Mercury existed, those didn't exist. So, our nominees are Mobile Suit Gundam The Witch from Mercury, The Marginal Service, Buddy Daddies, Birdie Wing Golf Girls Story Season 2, Akiba Maid Wars, and Do It Yourself.
I think I can tell which one you want to win, Wes.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I've only watched half of Akiba Maid Wars. Haven't seen Buddy Daddies. Haven't seen Season 2 of Birdie Wing. I saw Season 1, though. Haven't seen Marginal Service. And then I watched all of Do It Yourself and all of The Witch from Mercury. It's hard for me to pick because I feel like the similar to the romance ones, none of these were massive hits, right? Like none of these got a lot of media attention besides maybe The Witch from Mercury. So on one hand, I want to say The Witch from Mercury. On the other hand, I think it was Joey from Trash Taste was really pushing Do It Yourself, similar to me. And I don't know how that's, because their audience, I don't know how that's going to affect voting for it. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say The Witch from Mercury, but I'm going to think, I'm going to say The Witch from Mercury, but I'm going to go maybe Akiba Maid Wars, because that's kind of a ridiculous series. But this one is just really hard to pick. It's really hard to pick.
Yeah, I can't speak on this almost at all. I've not seen any of these.
Just say Do It Yourself and call it a day, right?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Do It Yourself.
I'll say the same. Do It Yourself. I've seen Witch from Mercury Season 1. I haven't seen Season 2.
Yeah. And that brings us, again, we're counting down. So Best Original Anime, we're down to the last four. Best Film. So this is a great film, effortlessly captivates. Sorry, everybody, I'm fighting a cold. Spectators from beginning to end. Here we celebrate non-episodic anime with runtimes longer than a standard episode. Interesting to note, whether they were released in theaters, on DVD, or online. So this does not have to be a theatrical release movie. Our choices are Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King, Blue Giant, which made me laugh when I just saw this because it lists the studio under each name. So like Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King by Studio Perot. Blue Giant by Studio... The studio name, no joke, is in all caps, NUT. So I read this as Blue Giant NUT. And it's like, okay. Kaguya-sama, Love is War, The First Kiss That Never Ends. Psycho Pass, Providence. Yes, Psycho Pass is still going on through movies.
Wow.
Suzume, which I will go out of my way to say I think is probably the winner here. But the one that I low-key think, depending on the audience voting on this, could win, even though I haven't seen the movie, I would vote for this, having not seen the movie. And Saeed knows why. The history of this series in Japan. The final nominee is The First Slam Dunk.
Oh, I'm picking that one.
I hear so many good things about Slam Dunk that I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon.
It's fantastic.
And the reason I say I think it could win, depending on where people are voting on this from, Saeed, you know the history of how well Slam Dunk, the manga, sells in Japan.
To this day, it's like consistent on top 10.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is crazy.
It's from the 80s,
It is too. The sports manga slash anime. It is the definitive sports manga slash anime of Japan.
My boy Sakuragi, hello? Are you kidding
Fantastic
me,
fantastic main character.
Oh,
and this
man.
Is a Shonen Jump series, boys. It was so good.
Slam Dunk
by the man
is...
who did by Inoue, who also yes. does Vagabond and another manga called Real, which is about has paraplegic basketball in it. Inoue's a goat, fantastic artist. Let alone like story writer, the art insane. Highly recommend reading the manga of Slam Dunk. The anime is old, it's still good, but the manga, the art is insane.
Yeah. Slam Dunk, spoiler alert, it is on my top 10 of all time. I won't say where,
yep,
but it is on my top 10 of all time. I've watched the anime twice, and I've read the manga through probably two or three times.
Yeah, Sakuragi's one of my
he's a goat.
10 favorite main characters, too.
He's one of the goats. Only,
there was a legal place to read it.
But you could legally watch it on Crunchyroll now.
Ah, there we go.
You could do that. But yeah, so I just think, if the Japanese audience is voting on this, the first Slam Dunk could run away with this because they love Slam Dunk. But if this is more Western, I feel like Suzume is going to win just because it's from the same dude.
I'm sticking with Slam Dunk.
Yeah. But it's from the same dude that did Your Name, Weathering with You. What's his name?
Yeah, that's winning.
You know who I'm talking about?
What is his name? Sakurai?
Let me look on my shelf real quick. Well, this is terrible that I don't know this guy's name.
That's why he's not the GOAT.
I think it's Sakurai.
We know Miyazaki off the top of our heads.
Let's see. This is, what's his name? This is our buddy, friend of the show, Amon. It's favorite movie guy. Mine is Mamoru Hosoda. But,
Hey, shout out. I also love,
Boy and the Beast.
Hosoda.
It's a Shinkai. Makoto Shinkai. I didn't even have to Google it. Just came to me when I said Hosoda.
Yeah.
Because it's Hosoda versus Shinkai. Who's going to be the next big anime movie guy? But yeah, I think Suzume will take it because it's the Shinkai film. And that's kind of the mainstream one. But I would love Slam Dunk to do it. And that's...
Now that I know who did it,
And that brings us to the top three, everybody. These next two are kind of intrinsically linked. We have Best New Series and Best Continuing Series. So going on Best New Series, while countless new anime are created each year, this category honors the series and spinoffs that stand out. These instant classics possess something unique that keeps viewers transfixed and passionately awaiting season two. Our nominees are Oshinoko, Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusion, Hell's Paradise, and Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead. Chainsaw Man is going
to
win.
I'd probably
go
with... It's probably Chainsaw Man. I was just about to say Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man anime hasn't even got to the good stuff yet.
Yeah, and I mean, they're doing a movie.
And they just announced the movie.
Yeah. This is one of those things where I feel like we are not alone in our complaints for the Chainsaw Man adaptation. Pretty widespread, people not being happy. Still saying it's good, but not being happy with what it ended up being. That's just a fact. There's a lot of people out there. But regardless of their personal feelings. Yeah, I think they got rid of the director for it. But regardless of
people's personal feelings. Because what's it called? Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 got a lot of love animation-wise.
Yeah. But regardless of how people feel about the adaptation, I feel like just the name Chainsaw Man is going to power this to a dub. That's my that's my thought. I'd love Zom 100 to make it, but Chainsaw Man. Second to last category, Best Continuing Series. Sustaining excellence is no small feat, particularly when it comes to anime. This category celebrates the shows that hook audiences with their absorbing storylines, compelling characters, and attention-grabbing artwork. Again, continuing series. And our
One Piece
nominees are One Piece is there. So One Piece, Spy Family Season 1, Core 2, Vinland Saga Season 2, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc, and Attack on Titan Final Season Final Chapter Special 1.
I'm saying One Piece.
I would love for One Piece. Wano broke the internet. I'm sorry to the Attack on Titan fans out there, but...
I'm actually going to go with One Piece because I feel like the fan base might actually... Because over the years, especially this past couple years, I feel like the fan base has gotten to the point where it's getting to that rabid status. or defensive status.
Yeah.
That I've noticed patterns of old Naruto fan base into the one current One Piece fan base. So I have a feeling One Piece might take this one. If it's a strict vote off fan for fan, I think some people underestimate how big One Piece's fan base has gotten the past 2 years specifically.
Yeah. It's kind of like crazy. I think you immediately X Vinland Saga off this list. You immediately X Spy Family off this list.
Yeah, it's a competition between three series. It's One Piece, yeah. Demon Slayer, and
Jujutsu Kaisen. Well,
four series. Jujutsu Kaisen, yeah. And Attack on Titan.
One of those four is going to make it. I'm going to say One Piece, but I could easily see Attack on... I could see any of these four winning it, right?
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But I'm going to let my bias go into it and say One Piece. Because out of the four or two, it's the only one that broke Crunchyroll.
Fair.
And boys, that brings us to the last category and the end of this podcast episode. Anime of the Year. I'm going to read the full description before we get into it. It says, "This is the show that sets the standard for anime over the last year. Its compelling story, beautiful artistic execution, and unforgettable characters all combine in a unique way to create a masterpiece that deserves singular recognition. Whether the show was an unexpected hit or delivered on fans' high expectations, Anime of the Year embodies excellence." And our nominees for Anime of the Year, let's see if you guys are surprised by any of these. Oshi no Ko, Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Vinland Saga Season 2.
Ooh, interesting. That's it?
Yep, that's it. No Attack on Titan.
Oh, some huge names.
No Spy Family. No My Hero. Completely left out of the anime awards for what we went through.
I'll probably go with between Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer. I'm going to go Jujutsu Kaisen. Going to take it this year.
Saeed's going Jujutsu Kaisen. Demetrius?
Well, actually, oh my god.
So again, Oshi no Ko, Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Vinland Saga Season 2. Let that sink in for a little bit. Saeed, it sounded like you were trying to change your mind, right?
Yeah, I was debating between Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer. I'm trying to think. Jujutsu Kaisen end more recently?
Yeah, I'm between...
Yeah, that's why.
Demon Slayer and Chainsaw Man. Just between... Not my personal opinion, but I would lean towards Demon Slayer. Just because... The target audience, it's easy to watch. The animation is good. The music is crazy good.
I'm going to go unequivocally Chainsaw Man.
Oh, interesting.
That's my shot here.
This will be interesting when the award show does happen, because I think we all three picked three different things this time.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm going Chainsaw Man,
what did you
is
pick,
because
Sonny?
I've
Jujutsu.
That's okay. JJK. Dude, that's so real too, though. But I'm gonna go. My reason for Chainsaw Man is I feel like the hype leading up to it was astronomically high, and despite it not quite reaching what people wanted it to be, I feel like that hype kind of makes people forget how they feel when they were watching Chainsaw Man, and just the name Chainsaw Man in the anime community carries so much weight now. And also, I feel like Anime of the Year is not going to be a season two of something. I used that argument last year. When I was making all my picks, that I feel like season twos aren't positively looked upon. Not positively, but they're not like, it's a known quantity at that point, if that makes sense. That's why last year Cyberpunk Edgerunners was Anime of the Year, right? That was that new hotness that came out against a bunch of season twos. So I'm going to go, in terms of the ones that aren't continuations, it would be Oshinoko, Bocchi the Rock, or Chainsaw Man. And I think Chainsaw Man is the most popular out of those three, whether or not it deserves to actually win the award. That's my reasoning.
Yeah, it's a fair argument.
So, Saeed, Jujutsu mm-hmm. Kaisen. I said Chainsaw mm-hmm. Man. Demetrius, what'd you settle on?
Demon Slayer? Demon Slayer.
Yeah. I think, and realistically, I think it's between those three. As much as I would love to see Oshinoko or Bocchi the Rock, or even Vinland Saga Season 2, get the respect they deserve and kind of have that out-of-nowhere win like Edgerunners was last year, I just feel like Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen are too huge of series.
If Bocchi the Rock wins, I will be
fooled. That would be awesome.
I will be like that would so, be so surprised. Cool. It would That'd be cool, so cool, but I would though. Be so surprised.
I just like the fact that Bocchi the Rock was there, right? It was there yeah. amongst a bunch yeah. of other series.
Among juggernauts.
Yeah. Which, hey, that's a whole other discussion to talk about the anime that actually came out last year. In terms of, you know, slumps we may or may not have been in, shows we may or may not have started watching. But everyone, we discuss all of that next week on an episode. That's right, we are back to some consistent posting off of our breaks. So look forward to next week where we discuss some of these shows that maybe we've been catching up on, watching, games we've been playing, YouTube channels we've been interested in, all of that. And if you have any sort of anime award predictions, you can DM us, comment on the announcement post. We should have all of our individual picks as extra pictures like we did last year on our announcement post so that you guys can kind of see what yours compares to as well. But if you are interested in the anime awards again, just Google Crunchyroll Anime Awards. You'll be able to vote. I was actually putting my personal votes in as we went through this list. And the show will be on March 2nd, so you got a little bit to start voting. But hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Look forward to next week's episode. My name was Wes. This was Demetrius and Saeed. And you guys know what to hit them with.
To be continued.
Bebop, don't stop.
Peace.